Hello and welcome. You're listening to Guided Meditation, and I'm your guide, Katie Jo Holton. When you're doing inner work and self-reflection, often you'll find yourself having mostly moved through an emotion or a belief that you are ready to let go, and yet it somehow feels like it's still following you around. I found this to be true with forgiveness. For example, I worked with a gal once that we kind of got along on the surface level, but under the root, there was a lot of hostility, disagreement, and manipulation. And I am aware that I took part in it because I played the game too. I didn't call it out for what it is or decide to abstain. I played the game for a long time to get by. When things kind of fell out, I was very angry at her for a long time because I felt like she had intentionally tried to turn people against other people at work, including myself, in an effort to basically look better, even though our goals at work were the same. So she ended up moving, and gosh, I still had hostility for her more than a year after she left. When people would talk about her, talk about things she'd do, I would still get a little triggered by her. And it really frustrated me because I didn't want to care that much about what had happened or what she was doing right now. And I felt like I had let it go, but I knew that I hadn't because I kept getting triggered when she came up. And sometimes with these emotions, we really do just need time. And sometimes we need to have an opportunity to release. So today we're going to do a meditation that works on releasing emotions. Now, I'm a big proponent of ceremony, especially in the world of self-reflection and self-development and conscious evolution. Because when we spend a lot of time in our psyche and often in our mind, we sort of uncover a lot of things and then we're just carrying them around and continuing to think about them. And we can think that we are letting something go as much as we want, but what that actually does is it just creates a hologram of the thing that we want to do instead of actually releasing the thing. So we think about releasing the thing instead of releasing the thing, right? Ceremony provides an opportunity for us to bring the emotion or the belief into the 3D realm and release it that way. So it's not just sitting around in our psyche. Here is a guided meditation that acts as a ceremony. Now, you certainly could do this process in the 3D, but I've created this meditative ceremony for you to use, one, to begin to get your system used to moving, speaking to the universe, and releasing in this way. And also because sometimes we find ourselves needing to release a negative emotion right there on the spot, and we don't necessarily have time to go home and create an altar and create a sacred space and, you know, symbolically infuse a piece of wood with the emotion that we have and then go outside and burn it. Sometimes we need to learn how to do this naturally and spontaneously from within our own system. And this is a great way to also release fears or negative emotions prior to an event. So maybe you have a job interview and you're walking to it and you are noticing that you're flooding your system with nervousness and anxiety. This gives you an opportunity to, from anywhere at any time, check in with that belief and give yourself a little mini ceremony, allowing yourself to first acknowledge what it is that you are feeling Then allow yourself to feel it. And then finally, let it go back to the universe. So when you're ready, let's begin. Begin by finding yourself in a comfortable position, either cross-legged on the floor or sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the ground, your back straight, your shoulders relaxed. Go ahead and receive a big breath as you settle into your body. And if you haven't already, close your eyes and tilt your chin to a 45 degree angle. Okay. I want to begin by creating a little bit of movement in your body. So go ahead and rock forward and back just a little bit. Beginning to notice your breath here. You might even rub the tops of your legs. And as you're rocking, go ahead and pull yourself to your center. Call in the parts of your mind and the parts of your soul that are not currently with you. Just ask them to come back. You might even imagine them as little balloons, and you're just pulling the strings until you have a bouquet, and it becomes one balloon. And it rests in the center of your head. And breathe here again. Today we move into this meditation with the intention of letting go of negative beliefs. Let's first take a few minutes and breathe here. Just noting if there's any discomfort in our system. Noticing where there might be fear or excitement. Maybe even noticing if there's a thing that's already telling you that it's time for it to go. And see if you can recognize that, or if you notice you're dismissing it even, which is okay, which is just fine. And just trying to notice what your reaction is here. Continue. Deep breathing. And to begin, I'd like to create a sacred space for you to let go of your negative beliefs. So imagine yourself in a beautiful place. This might be a sanctuary, or it could be a beautiful place in the wilderness. And begin by seeing a long hall or walkway for you to walk down. Move slowly down this hallway,
taking a moment to really sit into imagining it all. Taking a moment to try to see as clearly as you can and sense as much as you can. What is the lighting like right now? Is there a smell in the air? What is the temperature? How does the air feel on your body? Do you need anything that would make you feel more comfortable? If you do, go ahead and give it to yourself. And continue to breathe. And when you find yourself comfortable, really settled into the richness of the world that's around you, at the end of the hall, you'll see an altar. Imagine what it looks like. It's beautiful. What do you notice about it first? Are there changes you would like to make to it? And if there are not already, go ahead and light a candle on the altar. This will signify activation of the work we are about to do. Kneel in front of your altar and take a few breaths here. Now take a moment and notice any of the burdens that you feel like you've been carrying around with you recently in your life. And allow yourself to turn towards them and really acknowledge what they are, or at least what you have been believing they are. And when you're ready, imagine yourself in a bubble that represents only love and safety. And in this place, notice how you feel. Notice how it might be different than how you were feeling when you were thinking about your burdens. And now, invite your burdens into the bubble with you. And remember, your bubble is one of love and safety. It might feel strange to have your burdens in here with you. That's okay. Just notice that as well. And take a few minutes and breathe into this here. As you feel into it, just notice in this place of love and safety, what conditions you might be willing to let go of. And you can begin rocking again here, if that helps, just to stir some movement. And when you have pinpointed at least one condition that you are ready to let go of, imagine drawing it out of your bubble into its own little bubble. The same way that bubbles have little babies. You stand up with the bubble hovering just above your hands. And walk over to the altar, preparing to release it. Here again, take a few minutes to breathe into this spot and notice anything that might come up for you. Any resistance? Perhaps a story of why you should not let this go? Or any beliefs that the burden may have benefited you? Note those, thank them, and allow them to be drawn into the bubble that you hold in your hand as well, as if the bubble can pull these energies out of your system. And when you are ready, lift your hands up in the air above your altar and release the bubble into the universe. Saying, thank you, I release these energies that I no longer need and that no longer serve me into the universe. And breathing again one more time here. And take a moment. And sitting in front of your altar, allow yourself to be covered in divine light, to receive it from above or all around, and allow it to soak into your system. You are whole and you are safe. And when you are ready, turn away from the altar, thanking it for its service, and begin to walk back down the hallway that you came in on. Only this time, you're walking towards your physical self. And as you near yourself, just imagine you absorbing the you that has released these beliefs. And allow the two to merge together. Okay, and here again, you might want to rock just a little bit and rub the tops of your legs. Take three more deep breaths here. And when you're ready, open your eyes and smile a little to yourself. For you know you have the power to give and receive. Beautiful.